Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 7:30 here on a Tuesday morning, 53 degrees. A man has been sentenced in a case of abuse against his two-month-old son.
Thomas Harper of Wichita was sentenced Friday to 6 years and 4 months in prison. Prosecutors dropped an attempted murder charge in exchange for his guilty plea to aggravated battery and child abuse that stems from an incident taking place last October. The Wichita Eagle reports police were alerted to a possible child abuse case at Wesley Medical Center. The boy's 20-year-old mother told police the child had several injuries when she returned home after leaving the baby in his father's care. The child was treated for injuries that resulted from a beating and choking. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita police are looking for a man who attacked two security guards at Town East Mall.
The suspect threatened the security guards, tased one of them, and was demanding money from the mall. One security guard attempted to call 911 from a cell phone. The suspect took the cell phone and then fled from the area on foot.
Officer Charlie Davidson says the suspect is described as a black male in his 20s or 30s, 5'8" tall. And anyone with any information is asked to call detectives at 268-4407 or Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. A Wichita church was vandalized Easter Sunday. KSN News spoke with Pastor Jackie Carter of Table of Hope Metropolitan Community Church. She arrived at the church Monday morning to find several broken windows, some of them decorative and stained glass.
It just seems like I'm continually replacing windows. It's gone beyond somebody just wanting to have fun. I mean, we're not at that stage anymore. This is thousands of dollars worth of damage.
Pastor Carter says she feels her church is targeted because of their message of inclusion. Table of Hope welcomes all Christians, including the LGBTQ community. Pastor Carter says the church was able to gather and replace the windows on the first floor and will have the stained glass fixed sometime later this week.
At today's Wichita City Council meeting, there will be a series of workshops. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News why these workshops are important.
The first opportunity to sometimes look at some of the things that we're focusing on.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Vermont Senator and 2020 presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders appearing at a CNN town hall Monday night. While some of his Democratic colleagues are calling to impeach President Trump, Sanders is taking a more measured approach.
If for the next year, year and a half, going right into the heart of the election, all that the Congress is talking about is impeaching Trump and Trump, 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 and Mueller, 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 and we're not talking about health care, we're not talking about raising the minimum wage to a living wage, what I worry about is that works to Trump's advantage.
Four other Democratic candidates were also on CNN for their own town halls.
Some members of a Texas family are in trouble for allegedly using stolen identities to get tickets to the Masters Golf Tournament.
The return to glory.
Most of us watch Tiger Woods' big comeback on CBS from the comfort of our couch. But people pay big bucks to see the Masters Tournament in person. And four members of a family from the Houston area now face criminal charges for gaming the system, allegedly since 2013, using names from a bulk mailing list to enter the ticket line. Lottery, then providing email addresses they controlled as contact info. Winning tickets then sold at a hefty profit. Stephen Freeman accused of aggravated identity theft and conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud. His parents and a sister charged with conspiracy. Jane Metzler, Fox News.
A veteran's birthday wish goes viral.
Hundreds sending a World War II veteran birthday cards thanks to a Facebook plea. William Ray Painter, a resident of the Mayflower Assisted Living in Lexington, Virginia, turned turns 100 on May 5th to celebrate the milestone. The retirement home shared a photo of him with a poster asking for 100 cards. Reps say so far he's received over 500, telling local media the outpouring of love has simply made him feel like the superstar he is. The birthday boy, who says it only took him 100 years to be famous, is asking for more well wishes. To send a greeting, folks can check out the Mayflowers Facebook page for the address. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's a cloudy start to the day across south central Kansas with a few scattered showers at times, even a few thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Our high 62. A slight chance of rain will stay with us through about 10 o'clock tonight. Our low 49, clearing and 71 tomorrow, 78 and sunny on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 53 degrees, north wind at 10, 735 here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And looking at the KNSS Weather Center radar again, just to the south of Sedgwick County, of course, you got Sumner County. And it's pretty much covered with a light to moderate showers, Ted. And you go east from there, Cowley County. It's pretty much covered. But here in Sedgwick County, yeah, some spot showers going on. But other than that, not a whole lot. Northern part of Kingman County and all of Reno County, pretty much clear right now. But there's a large area of showers to our south, generally moving to the north-northeast, sitting up, covering all of northern Oklahoma.
Yeah, most of it's down in Oklahoma.
But it's not moving that rapidly
not
to
really.
The north, and it's kind of breaking down a little bit right as it gets to Sedgwick County. So we're looking forward to having some rain today. And no, you know, not, no hail or high wind or anything like that. Should be a pretty pleasant day as far as maybe getting some moderate to light showers here in the Wichita area.
7:30. Post-Easter spring shower.
Yeah, had a nice day all across Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 70.
Nice.
And the normal high for the date is 70. So there you go.
Nice and normal.
Right on the normal yesterday. On this date, this is April 23rd. On this date in 1989, Salina, Kansas was the hot spot in the nation with a high of 105 degrees.
Now you won't see that happen very often.
105.
In the month of April.
Yeah. The high was also on an April record for the state of Kansas. 105 degrees. Mm. In April in 1989. Oh, something was strange about that.
I'd rather it be 70 than 105.
I think so. On this date in 1971, hundreds of Vietnam War veterans opposed to the conflict protested by tossing their medals and ribbons over a wire fence in front of the U.S. Capitol. We tend to forget sometimes that that war was very, very divisive in this country. At this point, I think we look back and we honor vets and say, hey, thanks for doing that, guys. At the time, some of you weren't, you know, some of the things you were doing were not that popular with the American people. But, you know, all in all, we salute our veterans because they did go and they did what they had to do.
Very interesting footage of that event on the Ken Burns Vietnam
documentary.
Yeah. They had some video of that happening, those vets taking their medals and flinging them onto the steps of the U.S. Capitol.
Oh,
pretty powerful
pretty,
stuff.
Pretty emotional yeah. stuff. All right, the number of measles cases in the U.S. so far this year is approaching the record for the decade in just 4 months' time, according to new data. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports there have been 626 confirmed cases of measles so far this year, an increase of 71 new cases since last week. Two new states, Iowa and Tennessee, joined the list, bringing the total to 22, the only year when there were more cases reported in the United States since the disease was eliminated in the U.S. in 2000 was 2014, 667 cases. Now, we're not even close to the end of the year here. The health people say measles was eliminated in 2000, and yet here we are back again because people don't get the shots. Their kids don't get the shots. All right. A lot of misinformation about that. 7:38 now, Steve and Ted. You know, when I have the very rare times when I've got a television person come to my house, Cox comes to my house. Okay, let's say something's wrong with the TV, and they come and they fix it. Da, da, da,
right.
And then I say, okay, well, listen, thank you very much. What's my bill for this? Da, 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 well, you did it. Give you all that. And then I say, well, thank you. And then they go out the door.
The transaction is finished.
They leave. And the same for my wife. I mean, there's no shaking hands. Well, thank you, Jim, for doing such a fine job, you know. No physical contact. However, a Colorado satellite technician is facing felony charges
for allegedly taking friendly customer service to a new level. Karen Lost says a man working for Dish Network gave her a bear hug after he finished his work at her place earlier this month. Lost says she feared being raped by the technician and pushed him away and told him to leave. Says David Novinsky waited a while before apologizing and leaving. He's charged with trespassing and causing bodily injury to an at-risk adult. An attorney for the technician tells a different story, says his client will fight the charges. Mike McCullough says Novinsky often hugs people and gave a three-second hug to the customer before leaving. He also says the woman didn't complain of any injuries when she called Novinsky's boss. Now, I look at that and I say, isn't that, if unless you have permission from someone to have a little hug, isn't that considered battery legally?
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody comes up to you in the street and hugs you, that's invading your space big time. And I just don't know how you can defend that. Oh, well, here, I'm finished up now. Here, ma'am, let me give you a big hug. Now, maybe he's just a friendly guy, okay? On the other hand, that's inappropriate, and I don't think probably the folks at that satellite company ought to have a little sit-down with him and say, hey, you know, I know you're friendly, but,
yep,
don't
no
do that.
Hugs. No.
Don't do that, because
now we've been
sued. What's next? 7:40 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And I'd like to share our Money Minute with you this morning. And we're going to talk about some advice on thinking about investing.
We've been saying for decades now, when you do things based on fear or greed, you're probably wrong, but you're not always punished. And by that, when you're investing on greed, think about back in 1999, 1998, and so forth. Everything was going up like crazy, especially the technology stocks. And so I saw more and more people putting more and more money into technology stocks and on stock market as a whole. And at the same time, they could have been putting some of their money into a stable value fund or a bond portfolio. And why weren't they doing that? Because they're greed. Now, when the market dropped dramatically, people ran out of the stock market and took their money out of those accounts. Had they taken some money and put it into the bond accounts earlier, and then later when the markets dropped, put some money back in the stock market, they would have fared better in the long run.
Don and Justin Baxter host the Money Planning Hour Sunday morning at 9 on 98.7, 1330 KNSS. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted. On the way, Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. Local bank is expanding to the Northeast.
Okay.
He's going to tell us all about that. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.